Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. We are back in the studio for the first time in 3 years. Yeah, 3 years, right?
I think less, but almost 3 years.
2020.
Wow, okay.
Has that been a while? Closed down?
It's been a while and it's so good to be here.
Yeah. We're back with Moderne Media and they have the best recording studios. And now I just feel so good because I know the sound is going to be perfection.
Yes.
And it's also really inspiring to, I don't know, it's like a whole vibe.
It feels more professional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we take this podcast very seriously.
We do.
It's important to us.
So we are entering a new phase of this podcast. We want to make sure that, like, we want this podcast to be the place that you go. And I think that's been our intention for years, but we still want this podcast to be the place that you go when you have, when you just need or want or feel like you need, like, this pick-me-up, this, like, warm hug for you, and just leave with a feeling that you're empowered and that you have the possibility to create anything that you want and that you can take care of yourself.
Yeah. We want to be your source of inspiration and hope and maybe offer clarity.
Yeah. And now, you know, we're both entering into new life phases and naturally the podcast will evolve with us.
Yes.
But we always want to have this balance.
Of course.
So we want to still offer, like, lifestyle advice that has helped us. We want to talk about wellness, but we also, of course, want to talk about how it is to be going through pregnancy and being a new mom. But all, yeah, keeping a good balance of it all.
Yes. So maybe there are some new listeners today also.
Yes.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Let's do it. Because we're like, if, I feel like it's a fresh start.
Yeah, it is. Sort of. Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who are you?
I am Suzanne, also called Susie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 31. I just had a little baby boy 4.5 months ago. And I'm a co-creator of Radical Broccoli. Very passionate about taking care of ourselves, the planet, manifestation and creation. And basically finding out who we are at the soul level and really living out that person and creating a beautiful life. And yeah, there's a lot of things that I'm passionate about, but that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, and you're a Pisces?
I am a Pisces sun and Aries rising and Capricorn moon and generator in human design and what else? Yeah.
I think that's like
a little bit of astro, a little bit of human design.
Yeah, the important modalities.
Personality. Yeah, I also have a background in business. 5 years at business school in Denmark. And a little bit of work experience from, like, the corporate world. Not very much until we created our own company.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm. How about you, sis? We're sisters.
We're sisters. I'm the big sister. So I am Annette. And, you know, what do you say about yourself in this day and age? I'm 7 months pregnant. So I feel like that's where my brain is at too. And I'm currently living between Costa Rica and Norway. And I am a Taurus sun and a Capricorn moon and a Leo rising. And I'm a projector in human design, which I think is very, I love human design. It's changed my life. And I also am constantly super curious about evolving. I think the last 5 years have been so expanding and fast.
Yeah.
Because we've done so much deep work.
So much.
And it's like life never really stands still.
Yeah.
And it's been really amazing and also equally as painful, but that's kind of what has sparked a lot of these quests of, like, okay, how can you make life the best possible?
Yeah, I feel like one big thing we have in common is that we always question things and look at them from every angle and pick things apart and ask if they're really true for us, and then kind of build it back together again in a way that makes sense to us.
Yeah. I think that's really good, because for so many years growing up, like, you kind of tried to adapt and go with the herd.
Yeah.
And it always felt bad, and it was so hard to pinpoint, like, why am I feeling bad inside? I don't understand it.
Hmm.
And then one day when you actually start to ask questions, you realize, like, whoa, there's more to life, and I can be me.
Yeah.
I don't have to be anybody else.
Which is such a process.
Yes.
At least for me, because I feel like my personality fits well with kind of being in a group and being, I mean, if I could choose, I wouldn't stick out, I think. So it's been a real long process, daring to be someone who has opinions outwards and who's, like, seen.
Yeah.
And it's still a process, I think.
Yeah.
Because when you're seen, people can have opinions about you. And that's scary.
Do they, though?
Probably. Yeah. But I've learned with the years that it doesn't really matter.
No.
I used to be really sensitive about what other people thought or what they potentially thought, and, like, make all these visions in my head about what they were saying and stuff like that. But then I always come back to this feeling like, I don't care. Sorry, but I really don't care.
Yeah.
I like that quote when it says, what you think about me is none of my business.
Yeah.
And it's, it really, like, isn't.
It will take maybe another person 5 minutes of their lunch break to talk about it. And then, like, you're going to let that affect your whole life. That's what doesn't make sense to me.
No. And people always talk and have fun with other people's lives and And it's just like, it's not that serious.
No.
It doesn't really matter in the big picture. I think what matters more is that we live out the joy, the possibilities we have in our life for joy.
Yeah. And what's also kind of interesting is that we have chosen to build a company together and are kind of both wounds and learnings mirror each other. Like, they're the opposite. Mm. We never have the same, but they're always connected.
Yeah.
And so we've been pushing each other for years to become, like, our own self. But we also have completely different areas of where we struggle or where we have things come easily.
Yeah.
So, like, where you feel like, oh, it's hard to stand out, I don't even think about it.
No, exactly.
It's like, it doesn't exist for me. And I don't mean to sound pretentious, like, oh, I love, like, you know.
I love to be seen.
But it just isn't a thing.
Yeah.
And then we have, in other life areas, it's completely different, where you're like, you don't even think about it, and it's huge for me, and it's really like, oh, this thing. And so I think that has also been very interesting about this podcast, is we've had so many different perspectives that we can bring in.
Yeah.
And it really has helped us understand, like, what, that's why we started a membership, because it's like, we're starting to really understand what people are going through, because you can see it, like, in each other as well.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why we are passionate about sharing. And that's what takes me through my fear of being seen. Because I know that if I've gone through something difficult and managed somehow and learned something, there's some value in that I can share with other people.
Mm.
And sometimes I get these thoughts, like, I get imposter syndrome, like, no one cares about what I think, or doesn't really matter for anyone else. But then when I come back to the heart and not in the brain, then I understand that everyone's mess, as they said, is a message.
Mm.
So everything you've overcome can help someone else. And that's what I feel is in my heart, is really to help other people overcome the things that I have.
Mm.
Or even that I am going through. So.
Life, man.
I think I can I can try and avoid it, but then it will always come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just went straight into the depth.
Yeah, let's have a brief introduction.
So this is my life story. Here's where my soul is at.
Yeah. And I also come from a different background. I have a master's degree in war studies.
Yeah.
And I used to work right across the street from the studio where we're at, Akershus Festning. We're in the Norwegian Defense University College, military. So for both of us, it's been like a lot of growing out of like what you thought would be your identity and then actually allowing yourself to have a really good life instead.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny that now we're back in Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
For a longer visit or a longer stay or...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we can revisit so much of our old identities.
Mm. And you kind of notice like where you've come far and where you still are like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
It's very interesting.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We wanted to create an episode today where we dive into... fall, basically.
Yes.
We're at the end of August, and in Oslo, it's been September for a while, but fall is slowly coming in, and I kind of did promise myself never to have a winter in Norway again, but here I am.
It's not winter yet.
No, but and I am putting all of my past experiences on the future at the moment, which is not the best thing to do because that means that I'm just setting up to create like something that I didn't like. So we thought, okay, how about we start this fall completely differently? We have so many tools and so many ways that we can just like create whatever we want.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to talk about today. Like, how can we feel our best from the inside out when we go into like summer is done, and at least in the Nordic countries we go into a little bit more of a darker period.
Yeah, so basically we want to create a wellness feeling and a feeling of joy around fall.
Mm.
So we want to talk about mindset or like creation.
Mm.
And how to get into our joy.
Yes.
And nourishment. At yeah. body, mind, and soul level.
Yes.
Oh, and it just feels so good to start a new season with sort of a plan.
Yeah. Or a vision.
A vision and a little plan strategy of how you want to experience it.
Mm.
Because sometimes we kind of stumble backwards into fall and then we aren't actually creating... We are always creating, but we're not creating deliberately.
Mm.
So then what happens is, as you said, we just create based on, we just keep going and doing stuff we've always done. And then we can't really create a new result.
Mm.
So let's dive in.
All right. So first of all, yeah. So are you going to spend fall here or in Portugal? Like, what does fall look like for you?
For me, I will be most of September and maybe half or more of October in Portugal.
Mm.
And then I will be a lot in Norway for the rest.
Yeah. And you're still on maternity leave?
I am still on maternity leave. So, I mean, in Portugal, it's going to be summer until end of October.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a very different feeling over there.
Mm.
But we know we have many listeners in the Nordics.
Yeah.
So we're going to have the focus on the fact that it's going to feel like fall.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to spend, obviously, most of my time with my little baby.
Mm.
So for me, it's like creating wellness routines that work with new motherhood.
Yeah.
Which is always an interesting topic. And I get questions about that if it's possible.
Yeah.
Actually.
Cool.
And you?
I am going just 1 month to Portugal. And after that, I'm not allowed to travel anymore. So
true.
I am having a longer period in Oslo.
Yeah.
And I'm due in the beginning of November.
That's so exciting.
So I know I have to stay at least 3 weeks after that.
You're actually due this fall.
Yes. So this fall is like...
birth prep.
Yeah. It's very different. And... I just have to admit, like, the reason I live, for example, in Costa Rica is because I have struggled so much with fall and winter here. I feel super affected, super depressed by the weather and by feeling, especially in Norway, that I'm like stuck. I feel like it's a hard, I just don't feel as free as I do in other places where I really feel like I can just breathe and do things that I love. But there's a reason for everything, and I don't want to be like constricted, or not constricted, but I don't want to make this a general rule, like, this is how it is in my life.
No.
Fall sucks.
You used to love fall.
Actually, I love fall. Fall is my favorite season.
You used
I'm
to
talking
like
about
the
winter.
Fall cheerleader.
Yeah, no, fall is the most beautiful. I think I'm a little more scared of November.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny that I'm having a November baby. So now I'm like, yeah, November is going to be my favorite month.
I think so.
From now on.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like this is the year where I'm going to turn it all around. And also I'm really working on healing my relationship with Norway.
Yeah, and with the weather.
And with the weather. There's like things you can't, or you can choose where you want to be. But why, exactly, how do we make the most of it? That is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be like honest on where I'm coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I am not Miss Super Positive November Girl.
No, me neither. It's the reason we're never here at that time. But this year we are.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about nourishment first, like the body. How can we take care of our body as we go into a new season?
Yeah, I instantly thought of Ayurveda when you said that.
Okay.
Because as the climate changes, so should our diet and nourishment and self-care change a little bit. For example, when it turns to a bit colder climate and more dry, we need to keep really hydrated and keep ourselves warm. And for example, enjoying warm beverages with different spices, like golden milks and cacao, and lots of herbal tea, and lighting candles. It can be a very sensual time, sort of. And it's a time maybe to create more of a cozy indoor atmosphere at home with incense, and maybe you want to make like your, I don't know, your meditation spot for fall, or maybe your yoga corner or a little altar or something that symbolizes that I'm going to take care of myself this season. And I'm going to slow down and take breaks. And our diet can also change from summer food, which can be more like light food, salads and summer rolls and cold foods, maybe to slowly and softly, I was going to say, cook more warmer foods with spices like curries and soups and stews and all that kind of delicious food. And it's cool to follow the seasons like that. And also fall is the time where a lot of vegetables are in season. Here in Norway, like pumpkins and potatoes and
Carrots.
And it's a fun time to look up what is in season so that you can follow like a seasonal local diet. Maybe visit farms and pick up local produce.
Yeah.
And I'm just seeing the colors like orange and brown and it's interesting to use Ayurveda to follow the seasons. And what's cool about it is that if you kind of change your diet a bit with the seasons, you also get so many different nutrients year round. So if you eat the same all the time, obviously maybe there's something we're lacking or missing. But if we kind of change and adapt and go with the flow and listen to our bodies, we can incorporate other ingredients with other nutrients and minerals and vitamins.
Yeah.
How do you feel about fall nourishment?
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's, for my body at least, it feels very good to change my diet according to the temperature.
Yeah.
And also, I love eating what's in season just because it tastes so good.
Ah, So good.
It's like completely different to taste of organic potato, for example, than.
Yeah.
And they taste so different.
And we actually have a whole local seasonal guide in our book.
Yeah.
Jonat.
Yeah.
For those who can read Norwegian, there's a calendar which shows you what's in season, which month.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really.
We have to look that up later.
Yeah. So, absolutely. And I think that what I see in a lot of my clients that I work with is that they kind of almost gear up to go into this like, okay, it's fall. It means stress.
Okay.
And it means no time to plan what I'm going to eat. And it means no time to take care of myself because hverdagsstress.
It's like this super mode.
Yeah.
Everyday stress.
Yeah. And like organizing, blah, blah, blah. And I understand, but that's all I say to each and everyone, like you don't have to create last year all over again.
Yeah.
We don't have to follow the stream and do exactly the same. And actually, if you go into this and do not prioritize yourself, then, you know, it's only going to take so long before you're either burned out or sick.
Exactly.
So
it's not sustainable.
No. I think that you can envision already that this year things are going to be slower. And I mean, you can choose.
Hmm. But what if they say, oh, but my work, I have such long work days.
Mm.
And then I'm supposed to cook dinner and then I'm really tired and I don't have time to work out. And then I don't have time for yoga. And meditation is the last thing I'm going to do. And breakfast, I don't have time for. I'm just running out the door.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to feel like shit, then keep going. Really, like that is, I've done that. It's a recipe for disaster. And not only like disaster in the short run, but also if you want to really whack out your hormonal system and your brain, really.
Yeah.
So we have a choice. And what I say to everyone is like, nobody is a victim. We choose our job. We choose how we spend our time. We choose where we want to be.
Mm.
So, like, nobody is placed anywhere with a gun at their head saying, like, you have to live this exact lifestyle.
Especially here in Norway.
Yeah. So I think that's really, like, I know it sounds harsh, but that's important because when we go into this, like, yeah, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Then we're stuck in victim mode. And that is such a shitty place to be.
Ugh, it's an awful
place. I know for myself, like it's the worst place to be because you feel like it's someone else's fault. That means that you have no power.
Yeah.
It feels like it's someone else's expectations on you, meaning, again, you don't have any power.
Hmm.
So I think if you have that kind of mindset, like, yeah, but I can't do that, then I think it is not about your circumstances, it's more about your mindset.
Exactly. Yeah, spot on. So, for example, if you have a desire to work a little bit less, to have shorter days, I'm sure there is a possibility to do that. But what maybe is at stake there is you daring to look at the possibilities to do that. Maybe you feel like you will disappoint your colleagues or your boss or your XYZ or you won't earn enough money. And that's where you should go and look.
Yeah.
Like really look at the root of why you think you have to create this stressful fall.
Mm.
And why do you have to overcompensate?
Mm.
Is it proving something to, for example, your parents, which is a very natural mechanism that most of us do all the time?
Yeah, we do it almost without knowing.
Yeah, it's ingrained in us from we're little kids because that is how we grew up. So with a lot of self-love, look at these things. Mm. Like really see why you are creating these things too and don't be like, oh shit, I'm stuck in a victim position. I should be braver. I should... No, 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 no. Then that's another loop of guilt and shame and bad conscience.
Yeah.
Look at it with love.
Mm.
Okay, why did I create these patterns? I did it because I think that if I fill my days up, I can prove that I can do a lot. Mm. And that proves that I'm worthy. And that proves that I deserve to be here and to be loved.
Mm. And I still do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not like done in a day, but then you learn. Because, for example, for me, I've been burned out so many times So for me, it's not worth it anymore. No. And now I'm trust myself so much. I know that even though it's like, you can't just take 2 days off in the middle of the week. I know when I do that, I come back as Superwoman.
Yeah.
And it just how my body functions, which is also cool about human design. But it's, you really have to start trusting and learning and being open to learn about yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have so much compassion for anybody feeling that way. Like it's weird being in the studio. It just takes me back to working and across the street. And yeah. I hated it. Not working there. It was actually fun, but like I hated that I felt like a victim stuck in a life that I hated.
Mm.
And I didn't know how to get out. And like, if I had this podcast then, I would be so happy to hear that there are other possibilities in life.
Yeah.
And that you're allowed, because I didn't think I had the permission. That was a problem. I thought I had to do it.
And sometimes we wait for someone else to give permission.
Yeah.
And if you are waiting for that, here's your permission to create a less stressful fall.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to touch upon nourishment in terms of how we treat our body, physical body.
Mm.
I would say it's a nice thing to also make a plan for what kind of movement you want to do this fall.
Yeah.
Because it can easily be the thing that it's like the last thing on a to-do list or the last thing it gets priority.
Yeah.
But if we decide that it is a daily thing, I'm going to move X much or do this amount of exercise per day or per week, then you kind of make this plan and deal with yourself, and then you're going to show up for yourself.
Yeah.
And the amount we show up for taking care of ourselves is also very linked to our self-worth.
Mm.
If we feel like we are worthy of taking care of ourselves in that way.
Mm.
And on the opposite side, self-sabotage can maybe be mirrors showing you that you don't really love and respect and feel worthy to be being taken care of.
Yeah, I think that is the biggest issue. It's like you feel like either you don't want to do it because you don't do it good enough, or like you don't feel like you're worth the time and the effort.
Yeah. And then it's kind of finding the balance between huge expectations. I'm going to work out every day for an hour. Maybe that's too much. Maybe that's what puts you in the stress mode.
Mm.
Maybe you can find like this middle way, like half an hour a day.
Mm.
And then, okay, the bar is a bit lower, and maybe then you want to do even more.
Yeah.
So everyone is different, and you really know with yourself whether you're that person. Like personally, I would probably put expectations too high and then kind of do too much. That would be typical my pattern.
Yeah.
And really wear myself out. And then I have to kind of scale it down and think that, okay, but it's okay if I don't do all of these things.
Mm.
And then someone else is completely different. They need a push to do some things.
Yeah.
So you just have to check in with yourself.
Yeah. I think my biggest tip is, as long as the weather allows it, and it really is all about clothing, as we say in Norway.
Yeah.
Do your workouts outside.
Oh, yeah.
Do as much as you can outside.
Exactly.
Like yesterday, I don't have a gym membership right now, but yesterday I was like, I need strength training.
Mm.
And so instead I was like, okay, how can I get it outside? And then I took the car to Kolsostoppen and I walked up the mountain, and it was 1 hour up and down. It's like really hard strength training.
Amazing. Many lunges.
And I was just thinking, like, these are the things that are going to help me in this fall, like using nature.
Oh, yeah.
As much as possible. And that's what we are so blessed with here in Norway.
Yeah, it's amazing. I did exactly the same yesterday. I have a gym membership, but I thought, oh, the weather is so lovely. So I brought my baby out in the garden, and then I found a 30-minute home workout.
Yeah.
No equipment. And I did that while he was laying there and playing with the grass and like looking at the grass for the first time. So it's actually a really cute experience. And then after 20 or 25 minutes, he started to get restless.
Mm.
So then I cut it short. And even that gave me that dopamine, serotonin boost.
Yeah.
And I actually felt a little bit sore afterwards. So you don't even need much time.
No.
It's just about that little
break.
Break and like retuning of the body, and the body loves being worked.
Mm.
It's like a horse.
Yeah.
Horses they need to exercise, and we need to exercise.
Yeah. And I feel like I've been very lucky in this pregnancy physically, but now in the third trimester, I feel like more tired.
Yeah.
And now I see like I have to be disciplined about it, actually.
Mm, yeah.
Because it's very easy to, for me now, to just be like, sayonara.
Yeah, I feel you.
So, and I'm not going to push myself hard, but no. I know that I will want to have my, prepare my body for birth. And it's like going into a marathon. Mm-hmm. And so I need the strength and I need mentally to get through this in a good way and yeah. be happy. I know that exercise has to be a priority.
Yeah.
So for me, a trick is also like knowing when I have the most energy during the day.
Yeah. And plan accordingly.
Yeah. And then I literally plan my day around that.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is actually a really high priority, but I don't tell myself I have to do it every day, but every other day.
Okay.
And then the days that I don't work out, I make sure that I walk a lot. Like yeah. I walk my dog, I get out, I have breaks. And some days I don't do nothing because you just feel like your body needs to rest and that's yeah. completely fine. But as long as I feel like you have some element of nature or you need these times to just completely have your brain, no phone, no, like just, what's it called? Like relax a bit.
Yeah. No impressions.
Yeah.
I actually did that this morning. On my walk, I was in the park, Frognerparken.
Mm.
And then I saw this guy meditating on a bench.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that looks so lovely. And I don't prioritize meditating a lot anymore.
Yeah.
And then my baby was sleeping, so I just sat down on the bench, on the other bench next to him. And then I just put on a 5-minute meditation.
Mm.
5 minutes.
Wow.
And that gave me something.
Wow.
And then I opened my eyes and it was like the park got even more beautiful.
Oh. See, it's all about these small moments.
Yeah.
And where you can shift things. I also found that lately, sometimes I've been waking up like because I've been maybe waking up in the night and then I wake up in a bad mood because I didn't get the good sleep. And then I just know that I have to take, I don't have to do anything, but I choose to make my morning all about getting my energy right again.
Yeah.
Instead of staying in that bad mood, like I try to do things that will help me feel better.
Yeah.
At the start of the day so that when I go to work or when I meet clients, then I bring my best instead yeah. of like bringing my worst. And some days you are just in a shitty place and that's okay too.
Yeah.
But I find that when I prioritize like getting my energy right in the start of the day, and I know for some people it sounds weird like taking 1 or 2 hours in the start of the day for that, but I just feel like that's the most important part of yeah. the day.
Yeah. I agree.
Because like it affects everything else.
Yeah, totally.
So I think that's the reason both of us wanted to work for ourselves too, to have that yeah. time every day.
Oh, I can't imagine not having it anymore. It's for me about going from my head and into the heart.
Yeah. Because I think both of us are so ingrained in we are both very much sort of workaholics in the way that we like to have, I can't picture any of us just doing nothing, if you know what I mean.
No.
I think we're both a little bit obsessed with like doing something.
Getting results.
Yeah.
And but we have learned to really unlearn that.
Yeah. It's a process, but I know that that's why I also like, I think we both can be hard on ourselves if we feel like we're not productive enough or like the day hasn't been productive, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's also like, when you take the little time to exercise and meditate, you can get out of that and then just be like, okay.
Create.
Yeah. Get into a good place again.
Mm. And let's talk a little bit about joy.
Yeah.
How can we have a joyful fall?
I think that this is the most important ingredient of them all, is to really, as much as you can, know that when you prioritize having fun, that is gonna trump everything else.
Yeah.
because that is like the most important thing.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, I've seen this a lot in social media too, but I really agree that it is the measure of our success.
Mm.
Like, what is it actually that we're looking for in life?
Yeah.
It is really happiness and joy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when we can create happiness and joy in our day-to-day life, isn't that it? I mean, isn't that what we're here to do?
And I think that's just something that I'm realizing now. Like, now I'm really realizing it. Mm. Like, before I used to be like, yeah, but this month won't be like that.
Yeah. This isn't fun.
Yeah. This month will be shitty.
Yeah.
But now,
how do you create more joy then?
So first of all, I'm saying fun. Yes to things that I feel like is fun.
Yeah.
Before I could be like, no, that's fun. I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Don't have time for fun.
Yeah.
Because it isn't productive.
For me, honestly, fun can also be like having a makeover in your closet, having new makeup. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be an event, but it can be taking care of myself so I feel better.
Yeah.
Taking photos, being creative.
Hmm. A little spa date with yourself.
Yes.
And we do also have a lot of fun with my baby. Like, you, me and him.
Yeah.
When we sing with him and dance with him and he's laughing. And
he's hilarious.
That is at least giving us a lot of joy the past weeks or months, I would say.
The last months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to create another little one. It's going to make even more joy.
Yes. And yeah, I think it's just a daily reminder. So I have before tended to lean a little bit more towards depression. Like, in some people are more anxious, some people get more like low.
Mm.
And I think that it's just because I have not believed that I could have a fun.
Mm.
And for me, fun equaled like not being productive.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Okay, yeah. It's all about how we see it in our brain.
Yeah.
Mm.
But now I'm like, but if every day I choose to do something that brings me joy, then that is like the best. That is doing exactly what will bring me the best results, because then I'm following my desire and I'm following my intuition.
Mm.
And I'm actually walking towards more of what I want in my life, and that's what I will attract.
Mm.
So, yeah, like going to the movies, going for a walk in a different place. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to go to a concert every day or go to a party. I mean, no. That's fun too, but you know, you can, how can you find more joy in this everyday life?
Yeah.
Small moments.
I find a lot of joy in going to a cafe and ordering like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Like a croissant and a cup of hot chocolate. Then I'm like, oh, this is life.
Nice.
This is cozy life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I also like exploring new things and
getting inspired.
Yeah. Reminding myself, like, whenever I feel a bit down, I'm just reminding myself that, come on, you're in the midst of creating something really magnificent right now.
Mm.
And I'm just picturing, like, life is just getting better and better and better and better and better.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, life is exactly what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
It isn't tomorrow and next month and next week and next year and everything
the summer
always
and the
reaching
weekend.
For something.
Yeah.
It's today.
Mm.
And yeah, just like we talked about last episode about worrying and about actually just focusing on how we can make this day the best possible.
Yeah.
That applies here too.
Yeah. I'm in a real Abraham Hicks phase again.
Yeah.
I love that they came back to me.
Yeah.
And they talk so much about how there's always two sides of the stick.
Yeah.
Like, you can focus on what you don't have, or you can be really excited and have fun knowing everything that you've already created.
Yeah.
And
it's all about perspective.
Yeah. So let's say, what is something that I could feel like negative about? Yeah, I don't know.
Moving around a lot.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah. yeah, that could be something that you can really be negative about.
Mm, oh, I have to pack and I have to plan and I can't have a lot of things. And I can easily go into that, but only like when I'm packing and organizing.
Yeah. And then how do you turn it around?
And then I realize like, oh my God, I have the freedom to live different places in different seasons. And that's what I've chosen to create.
Yeah.
And it feels amazing to not have a lot of stuff, because that can, like, then I can move around easily. And we have all of these beautiful places in the world we get to visit.
Mm.
And we have the most loving and wonderful family who always welcome us back when we're here.
Yeah.
And we have friends over there in Portugal and Costa Rica. And we can work from anywhere.
That is like the coolest thing ever.
So when I... And that has to be my choice to think about that and to focus on that.
Mm.
And then the packing is like, okay, a few hours here and there.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
No.
So it is truly about perspective.
Mm.
Everything.
Yeah.
We can choose to be happy today by focusing on what we already have and gratitude and the people around us and the food we get to eat and it's the clothes we have. And
I find that actually I need this reminder daily.
Yeah.
Even how much I work about it, on it or like talk about it, I still need every single day to be reminded of it. And
yeah, I have a very nice tool that I have from Mind Change, which you probably have too, which is this list where you put three headliners: gratitude, positive affirmations, and things that made me smile.
Mm.
And then every day you fill in one thing in each, or maybe more than one thing, which primes you to get into that mindset again.
Mm. I haven't done that.
You haven't?
No.
That's what they say, like aftercare for the sessions, yeah, to keep in that positive vibration is to fill that list.
Yeah.
So, and it can be the same things you write every day on gratitude, but just thinking about the things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so widespread in the wellness community, but it's because it works.
Yes.
It freaking works.
And gratitude is the highest vibration.
Yeah.
It's literally like, that's what I love about manifesting. You know, you will attract what you're on the same radio signal as, basically. Yeah. So if you want to attract something that you don't have yet, you probably have to change something that you're doing right now. And most often it's gratitude.
Yeah. And letting something go.
Yeah.
And the thing about putting things that made you smile is it's the cutest list.
Yeah.
It's like a dog on the street. a funny thing I saw, a meme,
yeah,
and it's like someone who smiled to me.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, these tiny things are the tiny miracles of life.
Yes. Yeah.
The tiny day-to-day miracles of life. My baby kicked in the belly.
Yeah. Yesterday I was walking, up Kolsastoppen, this dad with some kids, he was just, I'm so sorry, but I have to say I have such a beautiful belly.
Oh.
And I was like, thank you. You know, it's so not Norwegian in a way.
So cool.
And that just made me smile for the rest of the day. And I thought that was so bold of him. And that made me want to be more nice to others. So I think often we can also become very grateful when we spark kindness and do something nice for others.
And ripple effect of that.
Yeah.
That he dared to say that changed your day and you're going to change someone else's day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was also really, it's things like that. So I think that, for me at least, I'm going to try to focus on and find things that bring me joy and allow myself to do more of that and make that a priority.
Yeah.
Especially in the end of the pregnancy, like, okay, what can I do?
If I were you, I would get a, what's it called? Klippekort? Coupon card?
Yeah.
To a warm bath place.
Mm.
To keep like swimming and stuff at the end of pregnancy. It's so lovely.
Yeah.
Or if you're not pregnant during fall and you want some cozy, warm place. Or if you have a gym membership, check if there's a sauna so you can keep that warm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely going to prioritize using nature as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, the outdoor saunas.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Yes. So, and the last thing I just wanted to say from Abraham Hicks also is that, which is, I think, is also what I try to live by, is that energy always comes first. So the most important job you can do is actually prioritize the things that make you more happy, because when you're in that state, working will be easier. Meeting with your parents will be easier. Being a good friend will be easier. Being a good girlfriend will be easier. Yeah. Being a good mom will be easier.
Exactly.
So like actually having fun and taking care of yourself, even though it sounds like, no, that's at the bottom of my list. First comes everything else. When I fix that, then I can have fun.
Mm.
But if you flip it, then watch your life flip.
Exactly. Yeah. I can testify. Can confirm as a new mom that it could be easier for me to say like, no, I come last, because you do really prioritize your baby, and you think that, or I thought that 24 hours a day would go to taking care of him.
Yeah.
But when I, for example, take that little half an hour there and an hour there, I become so much more present with him.
Yeah. Because then you don't have like that in the back of your mind.
No, exactly. I'm balanced.
Yeah.
So that is a priority.
Yeah.
For me, but for him.
Yeah.
So it's not selfish at all.
No.
Oh.
All right. So before we end, what is your joy this fall? The time that you're going to spend in Norway, for example, in October and November? Like, what are some things that you will look forward to then?
To meeting your baby.
Sometimes I feel like you're more excited than
I am. I'm so excited. I can't even describe, like, I holding think because that you newborn
know,
baby.
I think it's because you know the experience and I don't.
Yeah, it's so, oh my God. Can't wait to savor that time. Mm. And it goes really fast. So it's like, that's the time to be really present.
Yeah.
And so that I'm very excited about that. And of course, my own boy and seeing his development is so incredible day by day. And being with my family and friends and enjoying nature and creating and cafes and movement, building back strength after giving birth is also really like a fun project with my own body.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. And seeing the world change as we go into a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And then planning for, I mean, already I'm ahead at winter planning, but that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
So, I want to create a really good fall.
Yeah,
I don't want to go into that mode.
No. And when you do, that's okay too, but take a nap. Take a time out.
Yeah.
Punch a pillow.
And then put on the raincoat and go outside.
Yeah.
I just bought a new secondhand raincoat and ties.
Yeah.
Life hack. Have good clothing and good equipment. Yeah. And I bought a warm winter jacket too.
Yeah.
On the secondhand market.
Nice.
That's fun. Secondhand shopping in the fall.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fall fashion, generally.
Fall fashion.
Yeah.
And how about you?
Yes. So I've been thinking that, I can cook, but I'm not like a chef. Mm-hmm. I don't prioritize making these great meals, but that is one of my priorities.
Oh,
to make
good.
Like good meals and really have fun with it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, I want to try to take pictures and make like some incentives to make it fun.
Okay. Are we going to see some food reels?
Let's see.
Or is that setting in the bar too high?
And then, of course, like I want to do everything that makes me excited for this baby. Mm. Like finding new little clothes and... I also am trying to find some really nice maternity clothes so I don't have to be like, oh, it's so boring to dress when you're pregnant. I want to be like excited about it.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah.
To feel comfortable in what you're wearing and present yourself.
Yeah, because now I feel like, I haven't put a single effort actually. So
no, you're just wearing all of my old stuff.
So that's what I'm actually planning on doing today.
Nice.
And I am going to... I just started a new education that I want to dive into about giving treatments, and I'm learning Spanish. So I have a lot of projects going on. And most importantly, I want to really prioritize, like, whenever things do come up for me, I want to get, I feel like everything is coming up now before giving birth. So there's so much going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really want to...
It's a mother in the making.
I'm just going to support myself. Like I'm going to be super kind with myself and just receive all the help that I can from family and friends and professionals. And most importantly, like, I really want to be a little more spontaneous, like do the things that is fun, not like it's so typical me, like every day is every day, you know, like I'm making such a habit. But yeah, I just want to be like, try new places, go to a cafe, like you said, like do these small things.
Yeah.
And so actually after this episode, I feel honestly like it's really shifted in my mind what fall is going to be.
Amazing.
And I don't know if it's too ambitious, but I also want to have a pop-up with our shop before we leave Norway and meet more of you.
Yeah. You can do like me and have an event 2 days before you give birth.
Yeah.
Inducing.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Mm. I think I'm going to create a Pinterest board for this fall.
Yeah.
So, dear listeners, thank you for being with us for this episode.
Mm.
And we hope you liked it. We hope you get inspired. If you have any questions, let us know. Any feedback. We would love to see it either on iTunes or Spotify. You can even comment and rate on Spotify. Mm. And have a beautiful day.
Yeah. And a fall.
And a fall. And pick up the tips that resonated for you.
Yeah. Leave the rest.
Yeah.
Hopefully you pick up the one with having fun.
And the smile list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.